British Union is the movement of the people of Britain. It is their answer and their challenge to the tyranny that today oppresses them. That tyranny is the money power of international finance, which commands government, parliament, and the old political parties. In the service of finance, an obsolete and decadent system is preserved, both in government and industry. Government is paralyzed by a system of universal talk in which nothing can be done, in order that real power may rest elsewhere, not in the hands of those chosen by the people, but in the hands of those chosen by finance. Industry is tied to the international system of 100 years ago, again in the interests of finance alone. In both home and foreign markets, British workers have to compete against the cheap coolie labor of the East, paid a third of our wages and working for 10 hours a day. Yet this cheap slave labor has been supplied by finance with the best modern machinery in order that a higher rate of usury may be drawn from sweating the East than from equipping the West. In face of these new conditions, how can any international system, whether it be capitalist or socialist, maintain the British standard of life, let alone increase it to the high level that modern science makes possible and that our great people deserve? For in this modern age, science gives to us British the power to use our own great heritage of British Empire to build the greatest civilization the world has ever seen. We have the finest workers and technicians. Within the empire alone, we possess unlimited raw materials to satisfy every demand of industry. One thing alone we lack, a market to absorb the great wealth that modern industry can produce. That market is the purchasing power of the British people. They are robbed of the power to buy British goods because their wages are dragged down by cheap slave competition from abroad. They are subject to that competition because finance draws its usury from foreign investment in the shape of cheap foreign goods. We British are denied our heritage by the power of usury. So we challenge finance and the parties who have sold the people to usury to carry out the people's will and to subordinate to the nation the vested interests who today exploit the people. We ask from the people power for the people's government. That power will be freely given by the vote of the people and can be removed by the vote of the people. But the government elected by the people must have power to act. If the people's government has not power to govern, then the money power will continue to govern. That money power has divided the British people in order that it may rule them. We have been divided by the war of party, of class, and of faction. So the British, who for 1,000 years have never been conquered by the foe without, have been subdued by the foe within. Britons, who should be brothers, have fought each other, and alien finance has conquered. Therefore, to our brother Britons, we say, unite. Britain united is invincible and irresistible, and together we will build the mightiest civilization mankind has known. A new world awaits the united will of Britain reborn. Britons advance in British Union.